Welcome, our friends at the Dhamma. We call Samatha and Vipassana. Samatha is calmness meditation. And until you got one pointedness. If you got calmness, that is good start. Okay? Can you witness calmness when you pay attention to me? But when more attention to me, in the calmness, it not bubble, it become one point, okay? In the calmness, okay? So you must be able to see your mind calmness. Then you can see your mind become more calmness and one point, okay? But anyhow, in daily life, you have a lot of things to see, to hear, your mind always go out, okay? So, you might go out, but if you know where your home is, then it come back very quickly. This is your home, okay? We call the knower. From here, you can develop the knower here to know and watch yourself. Knowing yourself and watch yourself and see yourself from the one point, okay? When you know yourself, watch yourself, see yourself, okay? We call Vipassana, okay? So, now, this, today we start with Samatha first. Samatha to develop one pointedness of mind. How to develop one pointedness of mind? I give you two clip, hair clip. And there is small hole. When you do something very one point, your mind become one point. When you put one into the others, put into the hole of the other, small hole, then you got one point. That's right. Can you witness one point? Okay. Just witness. Don't try to look at one point. Okay? When you witness one point become seeing itself. One point is the knower, become knower, seeing the knower itself. If you can witness one point, then it wake up, become knower, seeing knower. Seeing knower inside, even you witness is one point, but inside so calm. So calmness, emptiness or so big, huge, okay, unboundary. In one point, it's so huge, big, unboundary, okay? Can you witness one point first? Now you can witness one point. Then can you stay at one point? Knowing itself, seeing itself, knowing itself, seeing itself, then it become opening up in 3 seconds. When you know, the mind know itself, it become opening up. Knowing itself, seeing itself, it become unboundary in one point. Then you go to the mind inside deeper. But you need to go to the bottom of the mind. It's so pureness, okay? This is only calmness and emptiness, okay? But if you go to one point and witness the one point wake up. When you witness one point wake up. Wake up seeing itself, knowing itself, and it become calmness. And when you watch again, okay, don't try to watch inside, watch the present moment, what you are doing, okay? Then witness one point again, because traveling into the mind, there is a gap between the mind, okay? A gap, that means when you witness one point, okay? You witness one point, then it wake up, okay? It wake up, okay? And then it become one point again and wake up. Each one point and wake up, we call the process of mind, okay? We call arising disappear. Okay? Arising. When you witness one point arising, knowing itself, then it become wake up. Okay? One point disappear because it become wake up. Okay? Arising, disappear. Arising, disappear. Okay? But if you not see one point, only sleepy, then it only disappear, and fall asleep. Okay? Inside, you must see one point, then you can go with a torchlight. Witness, with a torchlight. Go inside with a torchlight. Okay? Seeing one point, and calmness, and bubble. When you go inside, it got very fine bubble. That good, you can see bubble. But when you can see bubble, don't try to look bubble. Just watch the present moment in front. Okay? Look and watch in front. Okay? So now you got this small hole. Just one. Okay? Now can you see small hole? It become one point inside deeper. Can you witness one point? Don't try to look one point, witness. Okay? Look outside. Watch outside. Witness inside what you got in your mind. When you witness inside, then it become wake up with the knower, become knowing itself, calmness, knowing itself, more calmness, knowing itself, emptiness and more emptiness. That's right? Okay? Now this is a good exercise. This one I explain you to be able to go into meditation in 5 seconds or 3 seconds. How? Look, what? Witness. 3 seconds only. Okay? Look, watch, witness. And then it become seeing, mind seeing the mind. Knower seeing the knower. When you can witness the mind can see the mind. Okay? But first you must be able to bring your mind back and witness the mind. How to bring your mind back? Okay? How to bring your mind back? Just this is to, you can use like a needle and a thread. Put thread into the needle, then you bring your mind back. Okay? Now, when you bring your mind back, can you witness how it is? It become one point. Okay? Can you witness one point? Don't try to look at one point. Only witness. Then it become knowing, seeing, knowing. Calmness. More calmness, emptiness, more emptiness. This is already go deep into the absorption of mind. This step we call absorption of mind. First step we call momentary concentration. Now, momentary concentration now. This is small hole, and I put into the small hole one time, two times, three times. This we call momentary concentration. Okay? But when got momentary, from the beginning you got access already. You just witness the access. We call access concentration. Can you witness the one point or the access? One time, access come. That's why. Can you witness the access? Two times, more access, more sharp. Okay? Three times more access. When you witness the access or witness the one point, it become wake up, absorb, become the mind, knowing the mind. Okay? It become knowing itself. Okay? Okay, today we learn how to go into meditation in 3 or 5 seconds. I give you only 5 seconds to go into deep meditation. You just follow my technique. This is hair clip. There is small hole, and this one you just put and this one to the other one into the small hole. And what happened? You watch from the mind. Okay, that's right. You watch from the mind. I can show you now, because this is very important. You need to learn. Learn to witness the mind. Learn to witness the mind. Now, we do together. Your eye look. Okay, your eye look. Then go nearer. Inside, you got attention, concentration from the mind inside. Look and watch from the mind inside. You got watch with good attention, that's right. Can you witness something? Watch. Can you witness? When you look, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very small. Inside must carefully watch it. Can you witness something inside carefully watching? Because if you're not carefully watching, you cannot put into the hole. But if you can put into the hole, can you witness your mind carefully watching, and stop. And then again, we call momentary concentration. Again, momentary, again, watch, look and watch. And again, until you have skill to witness the excess. We call this one the excess concentration. This one, momentary concentration. This one, the object. Then there is the mind renewal. And the mind renewal become 1 point, because this is very small hole, 1 point. Object very small and 1 point, your mind become 1 point. That's right. Can you witness your mind become 1 point? Again, do it now. Slowly. Okay, and stop. And again, slowly. Okay? Look. Watch and witness. Okay? Look and watch and witness. Then even you talk to me, it's still 1 point, can you witness? Because you just do meditation. You just do meditation, it's still 1 point. If you can witness, this is your power. You can have meditation. Okay? And from this point, when you witness, it becomes absorbed. You don't have to practice. You only practice the first step, momentary concentration, again, practice. And then it become 1 point, your mind, watching. Again, look and watch. Your eye look inside watch, okay? Can you witness inside watching? Now, just witness. This we call the excess concentration. The highest one we call absorption of mind. We cannot try to absorb. We just do that. Then it absorbs by itself. You only good start. Okay? Good start, good win. Okay? Good start, good win. You understand now? Now, you can use any object. You can watch the Buddha in this. Inside, can you see your mind watch? That's right. Can you witness? Yeah? Now, even you watch a while, can you see your mind? Can you witness your mind? Attention. Then you just witness excess concentration. This is momentary concentration. But what is the excess concentration? In your mind. Okay? Can you witness the excess? Don't look. Look at me. When you look at me, something inside what? Can you witness something inside?
Witness it because I'm, but yeah, okay, and
yeah, okay. You understand. We don't try to look inside, only witness. Understand? Now, look here, small hole, only one hand, small hole. And you witness inside become clear,
when it becomes small and one point and sharp, then it becomes sharp because you look at a small hole. That's right. Can you witness your mind with good mindfulness, very good mindfulness that is very sharp and stable, stable and sharp? Can you witness the quality in your mind? Well, we witness one point, but now we witness the mind in the mind, the quality. Okay? Just see your mind. How to see your mind? Witness, witness. Don't try to see your mind. Only witness, witness. Okay? Okay? And now, what happened? When you always use right hand, but now you use, this is a pen. Right by left hand. A, because you never use handwriting on the left hand. Can you witness your mind very, very still, very sharp, very nice, very one point? This is somebody practice 10 years cannot get this one point. But today you can get one point in 5 seconds with this one. Okay? So now, this one, when you witness it, now it becomes more stable. Okay? Even you look to the left, look to the right, the object maybe change somebody, you walk, somebody walk, object movement. But can you witness the knower not movement? The knower not movement, that's right. Now, when you can witness more the knower become knowing itself so calm, seeing itself so beautiful calmness, okay? It become knowing at the knowing, mind knowing the mind, knower knowing the knower, okay? And then all attachment, all disturbance in your mind gone away. Your mind become pureness when you witness. And then it become knowing itself, until it become clean and clear, clear and clean and pureness. This is good, very good. Okay, and now you just, I just use the word, just witness your mind at home. Can you witness your mind at home or not at home? Sometimes go out. That's right. That's right. Now you witness your mind at home. Can you witness your mind at home? Okay? But sometimes go out. Okay? Witness your mind. Then you can see your mind sometimes go out, but now you know where you're home. Come quickly, come back. Okay? Okay? So, can you witness your mind at home? We call mindfulness. When your mind at home, we call mindfulness. Okay? Can you witness your mind always go traveling? Oh, can you witness your mind? Mindfulness foreign somewhere. Foreign. You lost mindfulness. You think too much. Can you witness your mindfulness foreign? Just witness your mindfulness foreign or not? Foreign or not? Your mindfulness foreign or not? No. I just tell you, instead of trying to be mindful, it's too much tension. Okay? Just witness. Your mindfulness still there? Good enough. Okay? Just witness your mindfulness still there. Okay, this is mindfulness. Mindfulness. Now I will just tell you how this mindfulness wake up because your eye look, your mind watch. That's right. Now don't worry that it will disappear. Whenever your eye look, now you look at me, I look at you, but you must watch me. Sometimes you look at me, you don't pay attention to me, you're not watching me, you think something else. So when you look and watch anything. Now you try to look and watch. You got constant mindfulness, constant calmness. Okay? That's right. Just witness your mind, okay? When you witness more your mind become more knowing itself, seeing itself, it becomes turned inwards. We call stream entry. Your mind, one point, never turn inwards. Okay? Lost with thought. Now when you witness more, it becomes turn inwards. Mind, knowing the mind, knowing inside. Then you got knowing, seeing inside into the nature of mind. Sometimes you cross over, knowing, seeing into the nature of mind. Okay? Sometimes you got a lot of disturbance. Knowing itself, you can see you got darkness, but darkness disappears, the light up instead. Okay? Now mind, seeing the mind. This is we call fulfillment of calmness meditation. Because you got calmness and stillness and emptiness. Emptiness comes when you witness. When you witness more, it becomes mind, seeing the mind. Then the mind got knowledge. Mind got knowledge. When mind seeing the mind got knowledge. Not like that. All mind is empty, nothing. When mind seeing mind seeing mind seeing mind, then mind got knowledge. Mind is empty. But when mind not seeing mind not seeing mind not seeing mind not seeing mind a lot of thought. Okay? Now mind seeing mind seeing mind. Then now you talk with emptiness. You listen to me with emptiness because your mind seeing your mind seeing your mind. Then always emptiness. Okay? So now you work with emptiness. Okay? Eat with emptiness. Usually you eat with thought. That's right. You eat with thought. Eat and think too much. Now you eat with emptiness. Okay? Or you work. Now you work. Your eye look on your homework. Look and watch. Watch and witness. Witness then it becomes mind seeing mind emptiness. Three steps. Look, watch, witness and see. Okay? Look and watch is samatha. Look and watch is concentration. Okay? And how to turn inwards. Watch and witness what you got in your mind. What you got? Calmness or more calmness? And more watching, you got one pointedness, stillness in the calmness. Okay? Can you witness calmness sometime and sometime calmness and with more watching, one pointedness inside the calmness. That's right? So now you can witness your mind all the time, mind empty. And next step, I just teach you. Your heart. Now come to your heart. Come to your heart. By keep your hand, touch your arm, and feel your pulse. Can you feel your pulse? Pulse. Can you feel your pulse from heart? Now I just tell you, can you feel your pulse and notice your pulse? Notice from heart. Can you notice? Feeling first. Now feeling. Can you feel your pulse from heart? Now inside, don't worry here. Now I teach you vipassana, okay? Can you awareness of your pulse, awareness from heart? Try now for 2 minutes. Can you got awareness from heart? Don't have to look, don't have to watch. Just awareness, feeling from heart awareness. Look and watch is samatha. You got already. Now you got full samatha. But I would like to wake up your heart. Your heart. This is your mind. You already feel that already. Now how do you develop your heart? Awareness. How do you develop awareness? Feeling from heart. Can you feel pulse come together with sensation? Can you feel pulse come together with sensation? Just feeling continuously, 1 minute. What happened? Feeling pulse come together with sensation? It got more awareness from your heart. More awareness without thought. It looks like your heart notice, okay? Your heart notice, okay? Notice and more awareness. Notice your power come with sensation. Notice again, notice. Just touch here. Okay? Can you feel on your palm here? Touching, can you feel? Oh, here. Yeah. Okay, can you feel? Just about. When you hold, you can feel your pulse and sensation. That's right. Now, just close your eye. Feel your pulse. And what happened? Just learn by your doing. Do it for 1 to 2 minutes until you finish. Okay? Close your eye. Feel your pulse. Feel your power 2 minutes. Don't have to look. Feel. When you feel your power, your heart becomes awareness. Okay? Feel your power, then you can feel your pulse with sensation. That's right. Feel your power and sensation. You got beautiful calmness come very fast in 1 minute, 2 minutes. And it's beautiful calmness from heart, in heart. Straight up your back, straight up your face, not face down. Because I tell you feel, if your head go down, you cannot feel, okay? Two, 3 minutes. This is technique to go into the calmness, into your heart really fast. When you can feel your pulse, your heart notice your pulse with awareness more and more. That's right. I just use the words notice and aware. Notice and aware. Okay? In the starting, I tell you, watch and see. Okay? But this one, notice and aware. Okay? From heart, notice and aware. That's right. And it bring you absorb into deep calmness into 3 minutes. It go deep calmness. Now just straight up your face. Straight up your face. Face up, face. You must grab here, go, and straight up. Straight up. Set up your body and face, okay? No, no, here, hold. Oh, hold. Yeah. Up to you. Here. Hold. Okay, can you feel? On your palm, use your palm to feel. Okay? Now, hold. Use your palm to feel. Here, your palm to feel. Okay, and hold. Now hold. Use your palm to feel. Okay? And face up. just quiet. You got notice and aware, notice and aware from heart. Notice and aware from heart. And your heart become wake up, notice and aware, pulse, sensation, and your heart itself. That is mental quality in your heart. You can notice and aware how good, or not good, or something in your heart. Now you can notice and aware from awareness. So now you got notice and aware, pulse, sensation, and your heart deep inside. That's right. Now you learn, you know about deep into your heart now. Just quiet. No doubt. Just smile a bit in your heart to open. Smile a bit in your heart to open. Notice and aware. Then you got knowing, seeing inside your heart. Can you witness something in your heart? Witness in your heart. Witness your heart open, the way open in your heart, the way open to see more in your heart. Can you notice and aware the whole sensation of the whole body? And then you can notice and aware from heart the whole sensation with your breathing in, with your breathing out. Then you got more wake up from your heart. This, I use the word notice, okay? Notice and aware. This, I use the word your mind, watch and see, okay? So now can you do what? Notice and watch your breathing. Don't have to touch your arm. Can you do what? Now, do one by one. Can you watch your breathing? From the one part? This is from mind. And now can you notice from heart? Just feel how you're breathing. Starting feeling how you're breathing. Can you notice from your heart? Start with feeling, okay? And now do both together. Notice from your heart feeling and watch together. Notice from your heart feeling and watch together. Notice from your heart feeling or from your heart awareness and watch together. First, I tell you here, this is mind, this is heart. The problem of being God is mind thinking a lot, heart, body too much. Then I teach you the technique to bring your mind back, calm down and find quietness by look and watch and witness, then it become mind, see the mind and calmness. But even your mind calmness, but you still got suffering, got a lot of body in your heart. Then I just tell you to notice and aware on your pulse and sensation from heart. Then you know when you touch your arm, touch your palm, it work here, it not work in your brain, it work in your heart, in your mental heart. That's right, again, where it work, again. It works in your heart, mental heart. That's right. This we call awareness. Okay? Notice and aware. Watch we call mindfulness, but with good mindfulness, with good attention, we call mindfulness. Okay? Watch, and then it become seeing, 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 seeing. Okay? Mind seeing the mind. Now, I just tell you, watch your breathing. Where? From here. Watch your breathing. Where? From the one pointed as the mind. Watch. Look and watch your breathing. And witness your mind. Can you? And now, I tell you, notice from your heart. Notice your breathing from heart. With notice and aware from heart. Can you? It works here. Okay? It works here. So you know what difference. If it works here on your mind, we call concentration, visualization, or samatha. If it works here from your heart, we call insight meditation, vipassana. So now do both, samatha and vipassana both. Watch and notice your breathing. Can you hear your mind, your heart, your breathing in the middle? Watch and notice. Can you do both? Can? Yeah. Now you do both samatha and vipassana. Watch and notice your breathing. Can. Smile, don't have to try. Everybody can. Not watch and notice. Just half, can you? Okay? Because notice, watch you make your mind calm very fast at one point. But notice you wake up your heart, wake up from all dirtiness in your heart, and then you can release and let go. So, vipassana, we let go of dirtiness in heart, released by awareness, okay? Mindfulness and awareness inside. So I just use the words notice and aware, okay? Now, can you watch and notice how you are breathing? Now you got both samatha, watch and vipassana, notice, okay? Watch and notice how you're breathing in. And now look at me. Can you notice and watch the movement? I'll now move your right hand. Can you notice and watch and notice the movement? Not my eye. Your eye go the other side. Can you watch and notice the movement? Watch here, the one pointedness of mine. Notice here from smiling. Smile a bit. Okay? Can you watch and notice the movement? You got calmness both outside and inside. Okay? And now, can you watch and notice the movement and the stop? Movement and stop. Movement and stop. Can you notice and watch and notice? All things changing, movement and stop, and then movement again and stop. Okay? Everything in this world, just we call the nature. What is the nature? Changing. What is the nature? Changing. You know what is the changing? You know? Movement and stop. You see, now is autumn. Now, movement, now autumn. Then, after that, spring, or what? Winter, okay? Autumn, winter, is movement. Movement and stop, and then winter, and then spring and summer, okay? Now, you know, this movement and stop are not clear. Next year you come again, maybe it's not beautiful as today. And next 10 years you come again, maybe it ruined already. So we call all things changing. how we got chanting. It moved, but it moved slowly, slowly, slowly. You move slowly, slowly to open, you know? Yeah, you accept? You frightened? Move slowly, slowly to open. Okay? Move slowly, slowly to open and die. Okay? But how to develop mindfulness to see move and move slowly, slowly, because move and stop, gradually move, gradually move, okay? Can I move non-stop? Oh, I can't allow if I move non-stop. Impossible. I must move and stop, and move, stop, move, stop, move, stop, okay? Can you rely yourself now? You move and stop. Stop. Yeah. You move. Stop. Move. Stop. Move. Stop. Stop. Move. Move. Stop. Stop. Move. Move. Stop. Stop. Move. Your eye. Move. Stop. Stop. Move. This is the nature. Okay? Can you regard impermanent? Everything got movement and stop. Okay? Because you got movement and stop, you are the nature. Okay? Can you regard this nature belong to you? Can you control this thing? Move and not stop. Stop and not move. Cannot. Okay? So things we cannot control, we call non-self. Non-self. So can you see, can you watch and notice? Now, move and stop. Move and stop. What you got? Move and stop. Move and stop. Can you see? When you do it now, when you got movement, you notice movement. You got calmness. When you watch, now watch and notice stop. You got stillness of mind. Or stop. Notice movement. Watch movement, you got calmness. Notice, stop, watch stop. Try now, move and stop. Stop, move. What different you got in your mind when you move and you stop? What different? Moving, you got calmness. Stop, you got stillness, okay? So that's why when you know movement and stop, what happens? You go into the mind, because I tell you, close up, open. Your mind become close up, open. Stop, 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 and wake up, stop, and wake up, stop, and wake up. Now can you move, notice move and stop every moment? Slowly now. Only do this thing. Watch and notice, your mind become still and open, still, open, still, open, that's right. Then, not long, 2-3 minutes, still open, close up, open, close up, open, wake up. Emptiness, okay, wake up. Pureness, understand now? Okay? Just notice and watch and notice. The nature of all things in the nature, move and stop. Or we use the words, three characteristics. First one is impermanent. Second one is suffering. And third one is non-self. One word, moving and stop. Now walk, come and walk. When you walk in the whole day, in daily life, you walk and stop. This is stop, touching. And move, stop. Where is stop? Touching. Can you notice and watch your movement stop, movement stop, movement stop, movement stop, movement stop? You might really, very clear. No doubt, no thought. Very empty. Because you see the nature. Movement stop, movement stop, movement stop. That's right. That's right. Even you walk slowly now, Movement stop. Movement stop. Movement stop. Okay? Even you walk fast. Now walk on the stationary foot. Movement stop. Movement stop. Movement stop. Movement stop. So you can do both. Walking meditation slowly and fast. And the point is notice and watch. Movement and stop. Okay? This is the point. You understand now? And now I just walk naturally. And I just give you technique. Just notice the stop first. Now you can see you have touching, 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 touching. You got touching? If you can see touching, you can see both feet walking together. You can see both feet movement and stop together. And you see touching in between? Yeah? Ah. No, how to say? Notice and watch. Watch and notice. Then your mind wake up, your heart wake up. Okay? Now just do walking meditation. Can you walk in a circle? Walk. Walk and come here. You walk here. Yeah, and walk. Doesn't matter fast or slowly. Notice and walk. Notice and notice and watch. Watch and notice. Okay. And just not keep your head down. Your eye on the horizontal line. Okay. Notice and watch. Notice and watch. Notice and watch, notice and watch. Can you see the movement of 2 feet? Notice the stop first, touching. Okay, then you can notice both. Stop and move, stop and move, move and stop. Okay, we have time, 15 minutes, now we come sitting meditation. Okay, just sit there together. Sit. Ah, okay, can sit on floor. In front me, sit here, in front me. Ah, yeah, 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 you come in front. Ah, good. That. Okay. Your breathing got move in, stop. And move out, we call inhale, outhale. Can you realize between inhale, before outhale, it got a pause, stop 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Now breathing naturally. It not hurriedly come out, it got a pause. But outhale, don't try to stop. You need oxygen. It inhale immediately. Okay? So just pay attention to the movement and stop inside. Okay? Okay. Now do for 10-15 minutes. Notice and watch, watch and notice. You got both mindfulness and awareness. Notice and watch, watch and notice. You got both mindfulness and awareness.
to recharge yourself, see the nature, what the nature, movement and stop. Inhale, stop, then outhale. Can you see the nature, movement and stop of the breathing? As now, there is a music, the sounds from outside. Can you notice and watch the movement and stop of the sound, the rhythm? Can you? It can help you got good meditation if you can notice. The music, listen with notice the rhythm. Because this room not quiet. If it quiet, then you come to notice your breathing again. And now listen, not listen to the music, listen how you feel disturbed or not. If you notice and watch your breathing continue more and more, you must listen how your mind is, how it disturbed from the voice or not. No, if it not disturbed, it got good calmness or not? Can you listen into the calmness? Notice and watch your breathing and listen to your heart, can you? Your heart listen to your heart, not your ear listen to your heart. And then you can ignore the music outside, but listen to your heart. You got disturbed with the music or not? No. Then keep notice and watching your breathing and listening to your heart together. Then it can protect you from all disturbance. And I would like to collect you something. Slowly opening your eye. If you put hand, you must put close to your stomach, and it will help your body straight up. If you bring your two hands come here, your body cannot straight up. Straight up and down, straight up and down. Bring here. And today, I just want you to try this posture. Can you try this posture? Because I teach you to feel your pulse. In this posture, can you feel your pulse from your head? Feel, cool or hot, pulse and sensation, doesn't matter. Can you feel pulse and sensation on your hand? Touching. You got warm? Feel warm, okay? Sometimes you can feel sensation, sometimes you can feel pulse, doesn't matter. Anything okay. Can you feel your touching? Yeah, why? When you feel your touching, like the plug, you put electric, the plug circuit. Now it's circuit. Then you got wake up. It wake up from your touching. Upside. And can you feel your touching on your seat? If you can feel touching on your seat, it wake up from the middle and upside. If you can feel two hand touching and cushion touching, even you don't practice concentration or not practice any meditation, just see what happened to you now. It's more conscious because we have conscious on the touching and on the seat touching. You know, in the beginning, if you can wake up more consciousness as much as you can, you go already more than 50% of meditation. Okay? Can you feel conscious on your two hands and on your seat? And to more and more consciousness of the whole body, more and more? Okay. And this is consciousness outside. By feeling two hands and your seat. And now consciousness inside, can you feel from your heart inside, feel your breathing? And pause. You can feel your breathing and your stomach movement from heart. You got consciousness from heart, wake up, okay? This is from body, this is from heart. Whenever you got consciousness, wake up more and more. Now you know your consciousness sleeping 90%. All human being, according to psychology, say, all human being wake up about 8-9% only, okay? Now, just feel two hands, consciousness wake up. Feel your seat, consciousness wake up. And feel your smile. And feel your breathing from smile. And close your eye for 5 minutes. And then notice and watch. Watch and notice. You must start with wake up your consciousness with two hands and sit on the cushion. And then you got consciousness more and more, the whole body outside. Then smile, you got consciousness from your heart, wake up more and more. And with trust your practice. Trust the Buddha, trust your practice, trust the Dhamma teaching of the Buddha. Trust. And smile, more consciousness wake up from your heart with smile. Smile to your heart deeply to wake up more consciousness from your heart deeply. Smile. When more consciousness wake up, even there is a noisy voice outside, it not disturb your heart because your heart wake up. You got protection from inside wake up from your heart. And before finish meditation, every time, don't hurry up, open your eye. Review how you got your mind in your mind. Calmness, beautiful calmness, how it is. How awareness in your mind. How wake up in your mind. How smile in your mind, in your heart. When you review every time before you finish, review every time you bring you to the next session, connect. If you not review, then next session you start 1, 2, 3 again. Review every time, next session you can start 10, 20, 30, okay? Okay, we finish today's session. Thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any question? Understand now? Okay. Good. Unibody. 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 Buddhist society. Oh, smart. Thank you. Bye.